WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Stoic Morning Reset. Every day feels like a whirlwind, right? Between deadlines, traffic, and that ever-growing to-do list, our minds can feel like they're on overdrive. But what if I told you that the key to staying calm and starting your day strong actually lies within your own head? Today, we're diving deep into the power of your thoughts, how they shape your reality, and how you can harness them to create a more fulfilling and balanced life. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here comes another pep talk, trust me on this one. This isn't just about thinking positive vibes all day long, though that's great too. It's about understanding the incredible influence our thoughts have on our actions, emotions, and ultimately, our experiences. Think of your mind like a garden. You can choose to plant seeds of doubt, worry, or negativity, or you can cultivate a beautiful landscape of positivity, resilience, and joy. Ready to learn how to become the gardener of your own mind? Buckle up, because here are 5 key takeaways that will revolutionize your thinking and set you up for success. First up, awareness is everything. Ever notice how some days you just wake up on fire, ready to conquer the world? Other days, it's like dragging a lead weight behind you. That's the power of your mindset at play. Pay attention to your thoughts throughout the day. Are they mostly positive and encouraging, or are they riddled with self-doubt and negativity? Recognizing this pattern is the first step towards making a change. Next, challenge those negative thoughts. You know that voice in your head that whispers, "You can't do it," or "This is hopeless"? That's just fear talking. Don't believe everything that little gremlin tells you. Ask yourself, is there any evidence to support these negative thoughts? What would I tell a friend who was thinking this way? Often, we are our own harshest critics. By questioning those negative forces, you can start to reframe your thinking and build more confidence. Thirdly, practice gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in the daily grind and forget all the good things in our lives. Take a moment each day to appreciate the little things: a warm cup of coffee, the sunny morning, a heartfelt conversation with a friend. Cultivating gratitude can shift your perspective and make you feel more content and fulfilled. Now, let's talk about self-compassion. You wouldn't expect perfection from your best friend, so why put that pressure on yourself? We all make mistakes, have bad days, and face challenges. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer to someone you love. Remember, you're human, and it's okay to not be perfect. Finally, surround yourself with positivity. Think about the people in your life who inspires you, who lifts you up. Make an effort to spend time with those who bring joy and support into your world. Limit exposure to negativity, whether that's from toxic relationships, news overload, or even just negative self-talk. Choose to cultivate a positive environment where your thoughts can thrive. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're facing a major presentation at work, your heart is pounding, and those inner demons start whispering doubts in your ear. Suddenly, you remember what we talked about today. You take a deep breath, acknowledge those negative thoughts, but then you gently remind yourself of all the times you've successfully delivered presentations before. You focus on the positive aspects: your preparation, your passion for the topic, and the opportunity to share your ideas. Remember that power? That's the magic of shifting your mindset. By embracing these 5 key takeaways, you can transform your thinking from a source of stress and anxiety into a powerful tool for growth and success. So, my takeaway for today is this. You have the power to choose your thoughts. Choose wisely. Choose positivity. Choose resilience. Choose to be the architect of your own mind and create a life filled with purpose, joy, and fulfillment. Ready to put these tips into action? I want to hear from you. Share your biggest takeaway from today's episode on social media using the hashtag #StoicMorningReset. And remember, keep coming back for more daily doses of wisdom and inspiration. Until next time, stay strong, stay calm, and keep growing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.